Dargan Burns discusses the role played by Reverend Harry B. Taylor in deciding to desegregate the Church of the Covenant in the 1950s.
One of the ministers that came along at that time was Dr. Harry B. Taylor, who saw the Church of the Covenant as a godsend to Cleveland because it had wealth, it had intellectual leadership, the location was fine, and it had the largest congregation in Cleveland. But the one thing that was missing was the lack of sensitivity to the community. Integration was never thought of at the Church of the Covenant, except that out of Caramu's Board of Trustees, there was some discussion about how long can the Church of the Covenant exist being such a racist institution. And the board took it under consideration that, well, we should do something about that. It so happened that Harry B. Taylor was a member of the Board of Trustees at Caramu House. The Board of Trustees at Caramu House determined that it's time we took some action to integrate the Church of the Covenant, because to integrate the Church of the Covenant would mean we would integrate most other churches in Cleveland, because they were all segregated for the most part, so far as records show it. And the strategy was that we would do so.